We do things we know that are wrong, but we want to feel love. We want to feel accepted, and we go along and do those things. And that's how we're created, right? We're created with the need for love.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear how at an early age, Frank Ward came to understand that he was not right with his Creator, and what he learned God did so that this broken relationship could be restored.
Hey, my name is Frank Ward. I am from Northern Alberta, a reserve called Loon Lake, Alberta, which is a Cree community, and I myself am Cree. I still speak a little Cree, and I was born in Slave Lake, Alberta, which is an hour and a half, would be south of Loon Lake, and raised there in Loon Lake, a small community, and it wasn't always a reserve. We got our land claim settlement in 93, I believe it is. But before that, it was just a community. Growing up, it was, like, of course, very small. Like, it's a community of 400 people. So it is very small in other places. And so, like, there weren't many jobs back then. You know, now there's more because there's a lot of oil activity there now. But back then, it wasn't. And I remember a lot of times, you know, our family would go to the bush, you know, just to be able to spend time together and to hunt, to do some trapping. And like that to me was very important, you know, to be able to learn those things that are kind of dying off now. And well, I remember playing, just like any other kid. But one of the things that I really like about my family is, you know, we gather together as one, you know, as one family. I know there are families sometimes that they don't get together anytime. And like to me, that is very important. You know, we'd be mad at each other for a while, but ultimately, you know, at the end of the day, we're still family. I think that's true for any family. And just that bond and that love that is there. And also for my parents, you know, all these years, a lot of years, you know, my dad and my mom, they had their struggles, but they're still together and they're married. And to me, that's very big because I know of families that are split up. They have new dads, they have new moms, you know, and to me, that kind of life or that kind of home life, you know, where there is no stability, it affects how the kids are going to be. And when I hear of stories like that, my heart just goes to the kids, for the kids, because, you know, I wonder how it would feel being raised with no dad. I wonder how it would feel being raised with no mom. I knew when I was a teenager or a young kid, in my heart, I knew there's a higher person other than myself. And I knew it was God. And as I was searching for this God, the Lord, God had sent Christians to my reserve starting in 1956 when the first missionary came to our reserve, our town. And then he started to tell people about Jesus. And I've heard of stories that how hard it was for him to come. He was from New York State, and God called him to come to a small unknown reserve and a tough life and tough little town. But out of his love for the people, out of his obedience for God, he came. And he built a church there and started preaching. And then slowly, people started to give their lives to God. And then by the time I was born, there was a church already there. But this couple that graduated from this school, Keewatin Bible Institute, they're actually the ones that kind of, that God used to speak to me. This lady, Juliet, her name is Juliet, she started a Bible club, and that is where I started to read God's Word. That is where we memorized scripture, and that is where she taught us Bible lessons. And from there, that's kind of where God started to work in my heart as far as the Bible is concerned. And when Juliet was sharing God's Word, God uses His Word to speak to people, and He spoke to my heart. And this is how He spoke to me. Why is it that I need a Savior? Why is it that Jesus came to earth to die? It is because, according to what God says of everybody here on earth, and me personally, that I am a sinner. Nobody had to teach me how to lie. Nobody had to teach me how to swear. Nobody had to teach me how to fight. Nobody had to teach me how to think bad thoughts. It is because of sin. Sin is in my life. Sin is in my heart. According to God's word in Psalm 51 and verse 5, the psalmist is saying there in verse 5, it says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And he was really saying, when I was born into this world, I am a born sinner. I am a sinner. And when I saw that, you know, I think it's important to see that you are a sinner, or else you won't see your need for Jesus. And when I saw that I need help. I need someone to come and help me with this sin. I know I can't do anything with it. I could try to cover it up. I could try to do anything, try to push it away, but it's in me. And therefore, there's another verse in Isaiah 59 and verse 2, I believe it is. And read that verse for us. And that verse says, "But your iniquities," which is our sin, "have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." I've heard many times said, you know, God loves the sinner. He really does love us, but He must judge the sin. And so somebody has to come to die for sin. Somebody. And only one person could ever do that, and that is Jesus. He's the only one who paid the penalty. You know, I was supposed to be there at the cross. It was my sin. And when God saw that we couldn't have a relationship with Him, He sent His Son Jesus to come and live here on earth for about 33 years, I believe it is. And He lived a life like us, but He didn't have any sin in His life. And He came and He took that sin, my sin, your sin, and He died. He shed His blood. Now His blood was shed, and now I can be cleansed of my sin only in Jesus Christ. And so to me, like, that is so great to know. That is so great. Not only is it, you know, it's truth. It really did happen. It really happened. And that is what changes a person's life. It is Jesus. It is because the penalty has been paid. And through Him, like, me believing in Jesus Christ, what He has done for me, like, He died for my sin, His blood was shed, and He rose again from the dead, and now He is in heaven. Through my believing in that, what He has done, you know, I can have a relationship with Him. And that is what, you know, that is why Juliet started these Bible clubs. It is to reach out to kids like me, kids whose parents are not Christians, whose parents don't tell them, you know, it's time to go to church or time to go to Sunday school. Even though I wasn't raised in a Christian home, you know, God is a mighty God, and He finds many ways, a lot of ways in which how to speak to our hearts. And that is how God spoke to my heart. And so as I was growing up, I knew in my heart, you know, I have to be right with God. And so when I believe it was around 13 years old, I gave my life to the Lord. I gave Him my heart. I gave Him all that I am. And that is what God wants. You know, God doesn't want just a little bit of us. He doesn't want just a Sunday service or like a service at Christmas or at Easter. He wants all of us. And that's how God is. You know, He loves us so much. He doesn't want just the scraps of our life. He wants the very best of us. And so at school, they gave away these Bibles, the Gideon Bibles, the little red Bibles they used to give away. And that was my first Bible. And I used to read from there. And there's at the end of the Bible, of that little Bible, there's this prayer you can read. And it directs you how you can give your heart to God. And so I did. And after that, you know, I thought I'd be changed right away. But as I'm learning still now, you know, God changes us as we're seeking Him and as we allow Him to do His work in our hearts. And I wonder, how about you? I wonder, would you allow God to do a work in your heart? He loves you so much. He gave His only Son for you and for me. And so, as I was growing up, you know, there isn't anybody that I didn't tell anybody that I became a Christian, that I had given my heart to the Lord. And so nobody encouraged me. But in my teenage years, you know, even though I was with my friends who were doing things that I knew wasn't right in my heart, and I kind of went along with them just to be accepted of them. And sometimes, you know, that's what we do. We do things we know that are wrong, but we want to feel love. We want to feel accepted, and we go along and do those things. And that's how we were created, right? We were created with the need for love. And that love is met in God. God meets that love in His Son. And it makes sense when I think about that. You know, there's a lot of people out in the world, out there. Maybe you are that way too. You know, you're searching for love. What am I here for on earth? And the answer would be, God created you for Himself. He wants to have fellowship with you, and He wants you to live for Him.
It's true. God loves you, and believe it or not, He wants you to be with Him forever. How do we know this? Listen to Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now you might say those are just words. My friend, God didn't just say it, He showed it. He demonstrated His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's a historical fact and an amazing gift for whoever will accept it. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be forgiven and have life and peace with God forever. How about you? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you'd like to know more, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Our web address is withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there's more to the story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.